Senate Republicans are the latest to question worker contracts. Assembly Republicans don't like the numbers. Lawmakers worry not just about this year, but the coming 2 years. According to the Fiscal Bureau, there is enough in a pot of money already set aside in the last session of the legislature to cover worker contracts that include the 2001-2003 biennium, contracts that include pay raises for more than 30,000 employees. But Senate Majority Leader Mary Panzer says pay raises this year also increase next year's base salary expenses.
Obviously, these have fiscal ramifications for the next biennium that people are concerned with. I think the feeling of our caucus is that Governor Doyle needs to give us some kind of an idea where we're going with this so that we can be fair to the employees and still meet our goals to be fiscally responsible for the next budget.
The head of the union representing the employees wants lawmakers to get off the dime. Marty Beal says his members haven't had a pay raise since 2000.
Faculty got theirs. Supervisors got theirs. Catherine Lau got hers. Legislators got theirs. Judges get theirs. The little guys get nothing. We'll make it even more messy.
Beal says the last administration negotiated the 2001-2003 contracts, and the legislature should put those to rest. Senator Mary Panzer says workers are going to have to wait a little longer. The union says if the contracts are not approved, employees will likely take part in work actions that fall just short of strikes, which are illegal. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.